I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
It is 9:19. We've got a partly cloudy thing going on here. 33 degrees. Talk Around Thursday continues. Get on the phone. Head out to Twin Town Villa. Talking with Mary Wolfgram on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So catch us up. Always a lot going on. Last week was kind of a laid back week. You were catching your breath, but you got things coming up this week, correct?
We are moving and shaking again this week. You know, Mondays and Wednesdays the bus goes out and they go shopping through our beautiful Twin Town area. And then yesterday Ed was in the building moving and shaking, you know, a lot of toe tapping, dancing, singing along for our monthly birthday parties. We had the Easter Bunny who showed up yesterday. I don't know if you saw that on our Facebook page, but the Easter Bunny kind of showed up for our March birthday party that we had yesterday. And this morning we're slowing it down with our morning exercise, which we do every day, Monday through Friday. You know, the balance, matter balance exercises to prevent falls. And then we have our Catholic services. The women get pampered today with our weekly Thursday manicures. And then, of course, we're slowing it down a bit with our game playing and cards this afternoon. It's National Pie Day, so there's talk of some pie happening maybe this afternoon. So we'll have to wait and see if that shows up.
Absolutely. Hey, Mary, get back to the birthdays thing, because you do this once a month with everybody celebrating birthdays. You kind of celebrate them once a month on one particular day, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Yep. And that's always a good time.
Yeah. So we have a big birthday cake. Yesterday it was a lemon cake with lemon curd.
Yum.
Amazing. So there's a different flavor every month. But, you know, and then Ed comes out and shares music with us, or somebody comes out and shares music with us on that day. I think it's usually Ed.
Right.
But so we have a really good time. And then we do have a memory care room available.
Okay.
So that just came available, and so we will, if anyone is out there in the market for memory care suites or in need of memory care suites, give us a call. We can visit and see if that is something that would work out for you guys.
Fantastic. What is your phone number out there, Mary?
218-643-9542.
All right, Mary, listen, you enjoy the rest of the week. Happy St. Patrick's Day a few days early, too, but happy St. Patrick's Day to you. We'll catch up next Thursday, okay?
Sounds good. Take care.
You bet. That is Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. We talk with Mary every Thursday at this time right here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been wasted on thinking. Now I got